Good morning. God bless you. Let's take our Bibles and go to Psalm 77. The power of God moves evidently for those who seek Him. Miracles are all around us if we have eyes to see and ears to hear. Signs, miracles, and wonders do abound. And God is doing mighty works among the people, and the evidence is very clear for those who have their hearts prepared to praise, their mouths ready to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. This morning, I wanted to have Connie and Jerry share some deliverance stories for, not stories, records for you, I guess, for your blessing, because there's so many great things that are going on. And if we keep our hearts and our minds, our ears attuned to the Word, we will not miss these wonderful miracles, signs, and wonders. However, if we get caught up into the world, then it may block out or cause interference, like on your TV set, and a loss of signal, and we miss out on some of the beauty of life that we enjoy moment by moment, day by day, hour by hour, with the greatness of the power of God. So, Connie, I would like for you to share this morning first.
Okay. Well, a friend in the community here in North Liberty, the Crumstown area, was diagnosed with MS a number of years ago, and it has steadily progressed over the years to the point that during severe episodes of it, which she doesn't even know are coming, she loses her ability to speak. It's almost like a stroke. She just, she can't speak. She can't walk, so she has to crawl from one location to another. And she also has trouble remembering things. So these episodes can last up to 3 days or so, where she's just an invalid, with her husband taking care of her. And of course, the entire community knew about the miracle I enjoyed a year ago, June 2015. And we have always been very prominent to share the miracle with our neighbors and friends in the community. But we always make sure that they know God is the same for every one of His children. God loves every person. I didn't get healed because I was the minister's wife. I didn't get healed because I walk a perfect walk. I got healed because God's goodness. It's His goodness to heal, to provide miracles. And we have steadily encouraged this woman with the promises of God over time. But, you know, it's been kind of a slow go because she has trouble imagining what it would be like to be healed because she has endured pain and suffering for so many years, and it just continues to advance on her. So, long story short, we had breakfast this week. We get together for breakfast once in a while, and we go out and we sit there and talk. And she shared some great news. She had a visit from her adult son. He came to visit her and her husband recently. And they decided to travel a few hours to a state park where they were going to have a camp out in a cabin for 2 or 3 days. Well, no sooner did they get on the road than she began to become aware that one of her episodes was coming on. So she shared with her husband, and he said, "We need to turn around and go back home." She said, "No." She just decided to stand her ground. She said, "Whatever I have to do at home, I'll do at the cabin, but we're going to the park." Well, her son, who is in health care, had never seen her in one of these attacks, and she did not want him to see his mother go through this awful, excruciating thing. It's not pretty. So she just, as I said, stood her ground, and she laid down in the back seat of the car, and she just began to think things through. This is what she shared with me. And she asked God to spare her son seeing her in one of these attacks. Well, what happened next, as she described to me, her words were, it was like a solid wall came sharply down between me and those symptoms. It separated me from the attack. It was instant, and I was my normal self. So her husband couldn't deny the miracle at all, because he knew all too well how quickly she spirals downhill once this hits her. Mm-hmm. So, needless to say, we shared tears of great joy over breakfast, and then we came back to our home afterward just to share a few scriptures. Neither one of us, of course, had a Bible at breakfast, but she was so blessed how God came to her rescue, and she just felt so special. I couldn't believe how negative she's been in the past, and how downtrodden and heartsick and heartbroken. And this one miracle, she just felt like God's favor was suddenly all around her. And you could see that now she had a toehold into the side of this huge mountain. So we talked more. At our home, we documented how those promises came to pass in her life with reading a few scriptures. And then after that, it was so interesting, we talked more, and we were actually able to identify the very moment that MS entered her mind and her body. It was just fantastic. So the rest of the morning, I think we went through a box of tissue and a few scriptures and a lot of praise. It was a great time. It was a remarkable victory for us, and she's planning on coming to our community prayer this Tuesday night to share about that.
Excellent. Yeah, great record of healing. But like I said, they are commonplace. We get many emails and notes and things like that of these things that are taking place to people. And again, if God is very evident in his deliverance of people, and we just need to continue to keep our eyes and ears, eyes to see and ears to hear, that we don't miss them. Jerry, you have another one, and this one, did we have the Amicus Alliance?
No.
Neither one of these did the Amicus Alliance participate in, not that they, but they do such a great work, and I'm always talking about the Amicus Alliance,
has been praying for the woman.
Yeah. Okay. Well, great. So, Jerry?
Last Friday, I received a text message from a person that I know that asked me if I would pray for her doctor to perform a procedure on her father's leg from an infection that he had. And I communicated with Larry and Connie and asked them if they would pray also. And I asked her if that is okay, and she said yes. And so she said she'd get back to me, and we prayed for him. And her response back to me was, my dad has a very large abscess on his leg from a procedure that was done in September that failed. Doctor wanted to take his leg off, but they warned he might not make it through general anesthesia. And the 3 or 4 months recovery time sounded too much. The other option was to lance the abscess, but of course, that also had some warnings with it. Yesterday, the wound broke open on its own. Fortunately, my dad is very comfortable, has no pain at all from it. He got basically healed from what she wanted to have him healed from. So, there you go.
Yeah, and just a little addition. The doctor did not want to take the time to do the surgery, so they were very concerned about the pain he was going through. And also, because of his age, the anesthesia. And then they were going to lance it, but they didn't lance it. And meanwhile, God took care of the whole thing, carte blanche. Just these great, wonderful things. Now, you would think that the cyst opening up and all that coming out would be a terrible thing, but it brought about his deliverance. But again, mighty works are happening all the time. We just have to keep ourselves alert to it and also encourage one another with praise for God and thanksgiving for God who works so mightily in these situations. In Psalm 77, I wanted to share this with you. It says, I cried unto God, verse 1, I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and what? He gave ear unto me. He heard. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My saw ran into the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. Isn't that something? Boy, oh boy. God is always there. He's always ready to go. He hears and he will do. He will not withhold good unto whom it is due when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. If he gives us that kind of an instruction for us to do, and it is something he is unwilling to do because God is able to heal, isn't he? Then he's asking us to do things he won't do. That doesn't make any sense. So when God heard it, when do you think he acted on it? Immediately. But if you don't have eyes to see and ears to hear, you miss out on these things and you continue in the same condition. And it says, in the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My sore, that's a terrible word for somebody from New York. It's very hard to say. But you know what I mean, the wound. Ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. And sometimes it's because we have this idea on how God is supposed to heal me, and I'm not seeing it come to pass the way I want it done, the way I believe it should be done. This great big, Hollywood production. It ran into that, and I refused to be comforted. Did God refuse? No. But my soul, it was because my soul refused. Really something. You see, there's no problem that is bigger than the promises of God. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. His word is a great healing power. Well, verse 3, I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Selah, think deeply on it. Yeah, well, Mrs. Crabtree, prepare your heart to praise. You're so busy crabbing and so busy complaining. Prepare your heart to praise. Be ready to thank God. Be ready to praise God. Be ready to give glory to God. And it goes on. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I communed with mine own spirit, and my spirit made diligent search. Spend time to check yourself out. Oh, was I in fellowship? Was I not in fellowship? Have I been good? It's not a reward. Healing is not a reward. Healing is the result of God's goodness and God's love. And he loves even when we don't deserve loving. He cares even when we don't deserve caring. He heals even when we, quote unquote, don't deserve healing. Because he is good. It's not a reward for goodness. It's a result of his gracious forgiveness and his redemption. Well, something. Will the Lord cast off forever? So, the final result is I didn't get healed. I must be out of fellowship. There must be something wrong with me. Well, what's wrong with you was the problem, and he's handled it, but you're not recognizing it because you haven't kept your mind in the position of prayer and praise to God, thanksgiving to God from the depth of your heart, in knowing that he is that loving, that he is that gracious, and that his promises are that big, and his promises are everlasting. Well, so you go all the routes that you've been religiously taught. Am I believing? How do I believe? Well, you know how to believe with your heart. Trust the word. Trust God. You know, oh, but can I trust? Why can't you trust God? He's the only one you can absolutely rely on. You know, all these things that run through your mind to defeat you and keep you from seeing the greatness of the power of God at work in your life. And so, you know, the psalmist went through this whole thing. Will the Lord cast off forever? Because, you know, it's got to be that I've done something wrong and, you know, we've got to go through the waiting period. That might have been with your parents, you know, that you did something wrong and you had to go through the waiting period. You had to take the time out or whatever it was that they decided was appropriate. But not with God. His forgiveness is immediate. Why isn't your repentance immediate? Why is your renunciation not immediate? Well, is his mercy clean gone forever? Now we get, you know, and then we tend to get dramatic. Is his mercy clear gone forever? His promises fail forevermore? Oh my goodness. Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in his anger shut up his tender mercies? Selah, think deeply on this. Yeah, think deeply. What in the world? Haven't you read the Bible? Haven't you been around God long enough to know he is gracious and that his mercies are forever? His tender mercies, his graciousness. And then verse 10, here it is. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember. Oh, wait a minute. I've missed verse 10. I'm reading verse 11 and I'm saying verse 10. Sorry. Verse 10. And I said, this is my infirmity. This is my infirmity. There's your trouble right there. This is your infirmity. You've forgotten the graciousness of God. You've forgotten the promises of God. And for some reason, the adversary has told you you're not worth it and God's forgot you, which is contradictory to everything that the Word of God teaches about God. God is light and in him is no darkness at all. God is love sometimes. No, he is love always. He is light always. He is gracious always. He is a healer always. He is a deliverer always. And his redemption is there always. See? Wow, here's your trouble. This is my infirmity. The word infirmity is a cause to grieve. And I found out what it is. It's my own brain. Stop it. Stop that thinking. Or say in the name of Jesus Christ, stop those thoughts. You need to stop, cease, and desist right now. Because my God has given me power over all the power of the enemy, that nothing by any means shall harm me. My God has called me out of darkness and made me light. My God has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. My God has sent his Son to carry our sins, by whose stripes ye were healed. There's my infirmity. I started believing the garbage that the adversary has said. There's your trouble. Well, Mrs. Crabtree, prepare to praise. Well, quit your crabbing and blabbing and get on with life. But I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy works and talk of all thy doings. We ought to take time to prepare to praise, to prepare our hearts for what we desire from God, and remind ourselves of God's graciousness, and remind ourselves how God has never failed, and remind ourselves what deliverance he has wrought, and remind ourselves that he is Almighty God. He is Adonai, able to bless regardless of conditions, circumstances, or position. And remind ourselves of these. We have a great weekend coming up for Labor Day. We're planning a wonderful weekend where believers can get together and enjoy the power and presence of God. Not that you don't enjoy it at home or anything like that, but together in a group here with like-minded souls, like-minded hearts toward the Word of God. We have a great weekend coming up. Prepare yourself to praise. Prepare yourself and prepare your heart to praise the Lord for what He does. And if you have a situation in your life that you need deliverance, prepare yourself. Let that be the day. Prepare yourself and prepare your heart to receive from God what He has for you. Thou art the God that doeth wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. Selah, think deeply on that one. Because healing is a part of our redemption. It's redemption manifested. Beautiful. See? George Mueller, who ran those orphanages in England, I believe it was in the late 1800s into the 1900s, in his biography called A Man of Faith and Miracles, he's quoted, and I wanted to read this to you. I live in the spirit of prayer. I pray as I walk about, when I lie down, and when I rise up. And the answers are always coming. Thousands and tens of thousands of times have my prayers been answered when once I am persuaded that a thing is right and for the glory of God. I go on praying for it until the answers come. George Mueller never gives up, and neither does God. And all it took was the time for the meeting of the mind, so to speak. God's word with my mind. And the answers do come. Give God praise. Point out His power and His might for those who do not yet see it. That's what it means when we say, give God the glory. Point out for people how that power of God is so effectual. Help them see it. Get the block or the blinders away from their eyes so that they can see it and see it happen in their own lives. Prepare your mouth with praise. Prepare your tongue with singing. Rejoice in God. And if you can't remember why you should rejoice, I got a good suggestion. Why don't you go to my internet chapel and hit the tab on testimonials and read the testimonials of what God has done in people's lives and pull the roadblocks out of your own way. Get away the stumbling stones that have happened. And the things that are keeping you from receiving the promises of God, because they are to you and they are for you. And the only roadblocks and the only stumbling blocks that are in the way are what we allow our mind to trip us up from. The joy of the Lord is my strength. It gets me through and it helps me to prepare with praise and your heart with singing. Read those things so that your heart is filled with rejoicing. Prepare yourself that way. Read about God's mighty works. Read the testimonials today of God's mighty works and get the stumbling blocks out of your way. Joy of the Lord is my strength. Get the joy in your heart by reading what God has done, and it will strengthen you and it will lead you along the way. Why should we rejoice? Well, there's so much to rejoice about because the power of God is very evident today. Signs, miracles, and wonders are there for those who desire to see and those who have ears to hear. And if you don't, the way to get them, read those testimonials, get the joy of the Lord in your heart. The joy of the Lord will be your strength and it will help you, bring you all the way to the place you'll see the deliverance. Fill your mouth with praise for the Lord and your heart with singing. This is the day the Lord hath made. we shall rejoice and be glad in it. You know that song too. If you desire, and I desire for you, for our Labor Day event, or any day that you choose to be a day of release, prepare your heart for the victory. Fill your mouth with praise for the Lord. Fill your heart with singing and with grace in your heart and joy for the Lord. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 57. Read this record with you. We have so much to rejoice in, so much to be thankful for, knowing God's forgiveness, God's great love for you. In Isaiah chapter 57, we'll start in verse 13. It says, "When thou criest, let thy companies deliver thee, but the wind shall carry them all away. Vanity shall take them, but he that putteth his trust in me shall possess the land and shall inherit my holy mountain. And shall say, cast ye up, cast ye up, prepare the way, take up the stumbling blocks out of the way of my people." Those blinders, those things that keep people from seeing. Clear the way so they can see the signs, miracles, and wonders. It says, where is I? "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabited eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite one." And if your heart is revived, what is that going to do for your believing? Because believing comes from the heart. Contrite means that you're sorry for being a nay-nanny knee-bob of negativism. You're of a contrite heart. Not only are you sorry, but you're ready to move on to that which is good. Repent. Renounce. I renounced that the adversary had that hold on me and that I was listening to those negatives, those accusations against God and those accusations against me, those accusations against the brethren, those accusations against the Word of God that told me these great truths. Father, I am sorry for that and I am ready to go. See, a contrite heart and a humble spirit. He's with them. He's with them. And he will revive your heart to the end that your heart is filled with joy, your mouth is full of praise, and your heart is filled with singing toward the Lord. Be prepared to praise. Cast ye up, remove the stumbling blocks, one from yourself and two from those that you're around. Take the stumbling stones away from others. Lead people to the possibility of miracles. It could happen. Then lead them to the probability of the miraculous. It should happen. And then lead them to the expectancy. It will happen as you remove those stumbling stones. Why shouldn't it happen to you? Why shouldn't good happen to you? Why shouldn't deliverance happen to you? Because I've been so bad. Yeah, but God has been even better. He's been good. He is that good to forgive you of all your sins and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Accept it now. Fill your mouth with praise for him. Let your heart be filled with singing. Let the joy and rejoicing emanate from the depth of your soul. He is that good. You've been forgiven. Acts 17. Let's go to Acts 17. I want to read this for you because, you know, we tend to say believers, But God has even healed unbelievers. We know documented records of people. I don't believe in your Jesus, but I'll believe that God will heal me. But I don't believe in your Jesus. And the man still gets healed. How loving, how kind is God? What conditions does he have? None. His love is unconditional. Believe and receive. Just beautiful. Acts 17, verse 27. Verse 26. And hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him, and what? Though he be not far from every one of us. As a matter of fact, he's only a thought away. If you change your thoughts. Clear the way so they can see the signs, miracles, and wonders. Not a sign, not a miracle, not a wonder, not that big. I haven't been that good. He's been that good. Jesus Christ was that good and still is. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and
forever.
I am the Lord, I change
not.
They are always that good. It is always there. The power and presence of God is always there. Clear the way so that they can see the signs, miracles, and wonders. Clear the way so that they can see God and sons are still in business. And if you are ready, you will see it expanding. If you've got eyes to see and ears to hear. Extra, extra, read all about it. God's and sons are expanding to the miracle mile. Look, signs, miracles, and wonders abound. But the newspapers are very slow to print them. Occasionally you do see a story, but they are happening every day, every moment of the day. Let's go to Psalm 71. Psalm 71. And you are right smack dab in the middle of it, and you ought to be a great participant in it. Psalm 71, verse 7. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor. How long?
All the day.
You know, the guys at work that I work with, they're always saying to me and saying to each other, you always have a story of some amazing act of God. Every time I ride with you in the truck, you've always got some kind of some amazing story about God. And they are starting to believe that it could happen to them. They are starting to believe that God's favor can come to them. Because I'm always talking about it. Because I want my mouth filled with praise. I want my soul filled with singing. I want my heart to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Psalm 34. We covered this psalm pretty good. I don't think I've read the first verse, but I'll read it to you now. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. It has to start with what's in my mind, and then it'll come out of my mouth. And if I keep it in my mind and it's continually in my mind, it will continually be in my heart, and it'll be in your heart. That's why I say prepare to praise. Get yourself going. Prepare yourself to praise the Lord. Prepare your heart to receive his promises. Prepare your heart to be filled with joy. Prepare your soul to burst out with great thoughts of God and his mighty and wonderful acts. See, not just God is good, but you can tell people a current record of his mighty goodness, a testimony of his might today. And that's what people need to hear. Cash thee up. Let's get the stones out of the road. The enemy's throwing stones and rocks all over the road, hoping to cause us to stumble. Let's continue to keep casting them out of the way. And you know what? If we keep telling people about God's great mighty acts and our mouths are filled with praise, it's going to catch on with them, and they're going to help us cast the rocks and the stumbling stones out of the way, and it'll help lead other people to the possibility, to the probability, all the way to the expectation, and they will receive it in their lives and make it a lot easier. See, Labor Day weekend, and really every fellowship, live in the spirit of prayer. Let's live in the spirit of praise. How about that? Let's live in the spirit of praise, where our mouths are constantly talking about the graciousness, the goodness, and the wonderfulness of God. Psalm 100. The 100th Psalm. This one is good because somebody made a song out of it. And we sing it, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Verse 4, enter into his gates with
thanksgiving.
And into the courts with
praise.
Into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. You're coming to the Labor Day weekend, you're entering into his courts, let's enter it in with praise and thanksgiving. You go into fellowship, enter it with praise and thanksgiving. Let his praise be, let our mouths be filled with his praise. Let our hearts sing with the joy of the Lord, and let our souls rejoice in his goodness and graciousness to us. The 106th Psalm. The 106th Psalm, verse 12. Then believe they his words. They sang what?
His praise.
See? They'll believe his words and they will sing his praise. Isn't that beautiful? Verse 47 of this same verse. Save us, O Lord, our God, and gather us from among the heathen to give thanks unto thy holy name and to triumph in what?
His praise.
Praise. That's where our victory is to speak. And triumph in his praise. Gosh, it's just terrific. The 119th Psalm. I'm sure you're familiar with the 119th Psalm. The 119th Psalm. And verse 106. I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I don't know why I put that in there, but it's great. He will do that. Let's go to verse 171. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteous. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my light, my delight. Let my soul live, it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. See, get ourselves filled with praise. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 42. Just a few more I want to read to you. Let our hearts be filled with praise for him and thankful. Keep ourselves in a joyful and blessed position. Because these are true. These are verified. Isaiah 42, verse 10. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. Let us all sing praises to the Lord. Let us all rejoice in the Lord. Zephaniah chapter 3. Uh, I'm taking a little time to get there.
I'm there.
I'm having trouble locating it here in this old Bible of mine. Yeah, thank you. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. There we go. Starting in verse 17. Okay. Am I still in 3? Yeah. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly who are of thee, to whom the reproach of it was a burden. Behold, at the time I will undo all that afflict thee, and I will save her that halteth, and gather her that was driven out, and I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. And at that time will I bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Lord. He wants us to see it. We are his praise. We are his glory. Let's go, and one more, Psalm 150. And we'll close it out with this. The 150th Psalm. Aren't these great psalms to read? Just makes you want to jump. Or, as in Coming to America, makes me want to break dance. The 150th Psalm. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel. And dance, praise, and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.